Hi, this is Morty Lefko with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. This week our guest is Steve Acheson, whose blog is called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. There's so much value material being offered by personal development bloggers, so this is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their blog? Why you ought to be reading their blog, and more. So today we've got Steve, and I'm thrilled to have you here coming to us from Scotland. How you doing today, Steve?
James, very much. Yeah, brilliant. Really good to be on your show, Mort. A real pleasure to be here talking with you. It's been a couple of years since I've spoke to you now.
Well, yeah, we first met, I think, when I did a guest blog post for you. So I think I did two or three of them several years ago.
Sure.
And you became an affiliate for us, and we had a lot of conversations back and forth. So it's good to be back in touch with you.
Oh, no, it's brilliant. It's really good to be on your show. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. What was the impetus to have you start the blog?
Well, the blog started, I think it was, I was one of the early bloggers, started in August 2006. Mm-hmm. And I think what it was, I just finished my psychology degree and I was kind of looking around. I'd still been doing a lot of research and reading on psychology and different things. And plus my own personal life had overcame a lot of different things that I'd overcame, managed to overcome. And I thought I could help people using the blog because I came across this blog, stevepavlina.com. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's it. That's the very thing I've been looking for. So I looked at Steve Pavlina's blog, brilliant writing, and then I thought, this is what I want to do. So I started writing blog posts in August 2006, and it just kind of took off from there. So it's been a big, big kind of rise from there. It's been really good.
Oh, congratulations. So what other background do you have in personal development? You got a degree in psychology. Were you a therapist, or what kind of degree did you have?
Well, it was what we call is just a Bachelor of Science degree over here in Scotland, which is equivalent just to an ordinary degree. There's no, I didn't become a therapist or a psychotherapist or anything like that. I was just one of my goals when I was younger. When I was at school, I didn't really particularly think, or a lot of people didn't particularly think I was that intelligent. And to prove to myself that I was intelligent, I set myself a goal to get a degree and go to university and be one of the first members of my family to go to university. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'd done a degree in psychology. I was always interested in it and always interested in kind of personal development after reading Think and Grow Rich a number of years before that. So that was why I did the degree. But after the degree, I went into a form of counselling. It was addiction therapy. Mm-hmm. So I was helping people with addictions, with drug and alcohol issues and homeless issues and things like that. So I've done that for a number of years after as well, while I continued to do the blog. So I learned a lot from people. Whilst I was working, I was learning a hell of a lot about human psychology at the same time.
From the work you did with other people, with the homeless and people with addictions?
Yep, that's right.
Did you work in a clinic or something, or on the phone? What kind of work did you do?
It was face-to-face, so it was one-to-one work we were doing. So I would have a number of clients that I would see every week. So I would go to the houses if they were unable to get into the office, or we would see them in the office and we would give talks and stuff like that to groups as well, just to help people with addictions, basically. Mainly alcohol-focused, I have to be honest, but there was a lot of drug addiction there as well, and even a couple of people with gambling addiction, which was quite strange, but we helped them as well. We didn't turn anybody away.
Wonderful. That was very nice. That's good work. Well, you obviously had some useful experiences. Who would you say is your typical audience? What are the type of people that seem to get attracted to your blog?
Well, strangely enough, we've looked at the audience kind of figures and the people coming in through Google Analytics and kind of other various forms of analytics, and it's mainly, strangely enough, women. Mm-hmm. from about 30 up to about 49, as we've kind of looked at the analytics. But obviously we get loads of guys there as well, and there's a lot of people from other countries, mainly India, a lot of people are into personal development in India, believe it or not. So the typical person is looking to maybe spend 5-10 minutes on an article. When you're writing articles, you've got to kind of look at how long somebody's going to read it for, because the short attention span nowadays. So you've got to kind of look at that and look at your copywriting as well, your headings, and try and attract people in. So the typical person will spend about 5-10 minutes on the blog and then either subscribe or go away and come back again. So, but mainly it's women between 30 and 49.
Okay.
So a bit strange.
Well, what's the essence of your message? Well, what is it about what you write that would attract that particular audience, do you think?
Well, I really believe, and we've discussed this before, Morty, I really believe is your life is created through what you think, by your thoughts, and that's how the blog kind of name came about, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, because I believe, and a lot of other people agree with me as well, if you can manage to change your thoughts, you literally change the kind of, I'm not going to say universe, but your world around about you. You literally change it because you're perceiving the world in a different way when you change your thoughts. So that's the kind of essence, that's the core essence of the blog, to try to help people and change the way they think about things, change the way they perceive things. And hopefully it's kind of worked over the years for a lot of people. I've had a lot of comments to say it has.
Well, my audience would certainly respond to that, since our basic idea is that our beliefs, not thoughts in general, but specifically beliefs, but it's comparable to yours, do determine everything we do, everything we think, everything we perceive, everything we feel. So I certainly am sympathetic with that basic idea. You indicated in when we talked earlier that you're posting less often, but how often when you were writing on a regular basis were you posting?
Well, it started when I really got into the writing. When I first started, I was only writing maybe once a week because I didn't really know what to write about, and I was writing about kind of crazy things like how to reduce farting. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the early blog posts, and it was just, and I thought, what am I going to do? And that's when I started speaking about my own personal development, how I came on and how I managed to overcome certain things in my life. So I was posting about 2-3 times a week, and then it kind of dropped off. I don't know if you've got a kind of relationship with blogging. There's a kind of love-hate relationship I've got with blogging. Really, I'm really into it sometimes. And then it kind of drops off because I've got other things I'm doing. Plus, I was working full-time back then as well. So now, posting about maybe once a week, if that, for myself, because I've got guest bloggers on coming in all the time. There's a lot of people guest blogging because they want to write for the site as well. But in the heyday, it was about 2-3 times a week, which was really good.
Got it. What would you say is unique about your blog? What was your point of view? Is it about your thoughts, obviously, what you just said, but how would you say, compared to Steve Pavlina or mine or anybody else's blog you're familiar with, is there any way you would say, in what ways would you say your blog is unique or different?
Well, when I first started writing, and up until maybe a few months ago before I started, because I've gone full-time doing this now, but when I got into other things, before I started to get into other things, I think what was different about the blog that I'd never really seen on other blog posts, I respond to every single comment on every single post they've got. If you look at the posts that I've written, you'll see I've responded to every single, or more or less, every single comment. And so it's that kind of personal touch, as if somebody was speaking to me. I'm not anything special, I'm not anything different from anybody else, but they could have a conversation with me through the blog, or when people send me an email, I always try and respond within 10 to 15 minutes, if I'm there, obviously, and just send them some advice back or some tidbit of information that might help them. So I think it was a personal touch. I think that kind of made things stand out for me.
Very good, thank you. Do you have a long-term goal for your blog?
At the moment, because I'm doing so many other things, Morty, I'm doing a lot of personal development products and things like that, and I've been doing it for about a year and a half. We've been developing something for a year and a half now. And with regards to the blog, it's just to keep it going just now, because, as I said, I'm not writing nowhere near as much for the blog at the moment, so it's to keep it going, and then I'm thinking about what should I do with the blog. So is it to continue with my writing? It may be even possible to sell the blog in the future, which I thought about doing in the past in 2010. And at the last minute, somebody had offered me $20,000 for it, and I thought I couldn't do it. So I deleted it from Flippa. I was on Flippa.com. And so I deleted it. I didn't want to sell it. And I thought, this is my baby. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to sell it. So long-term goals, just to keep it going at the moment. Now it's just, I'm not thinking too far ahead, to be honest.
What are some of these other products and services you're going to be offering?
Well, a friend over the past year and a half, I partnered up with a good personal development friend, Dan Bainbridge, who is done a lot of stuff with Real Subliminal and hypnosis, things like that. So I've written and recorded 150 guided meditations, and that's what I've been doing for a year and a half. We've been really, really into that, and that's launching on the 1st of March called guidedmind.com. Mm-hmm. So it's these guided meditations, plus I'm doing more marketing side of it, Facebook marketing and things like that as well. So it's really, really been busy since I've given up full-time. I thought I was going to have more time when I gave up my full-time job and done this full-time, but as you probably know yourself, you just get busy, you find more things to do.
Yep. That's great. Would you have a mission in life overall? What is it you would like to accomplish, and how does writing the blog, how has the blog up until this point contributed to whatever that mission might be?
The mission, really, if I'm being honest, is just to help as many people as possible. I've not got a goal to help a million people or a billion people, but just to touch somebody at the right time, because you'll know some people come across your blog serendipitously and they just discover it somehow, and you've got the exact message for them on that particular day at that particular time. And if it touches people like that, then I'm extremely happy. And I've had emails saying that it's touched people like that. Even if I get a few emails, it doesn't matter if I touch a million or a two people. So the mission is just to touch as many people as I can.
Great, thank you. What have you done to market your blog? You're one of the top personal development bloggers. You did start early, which obviously helped back in 2005, yep. 2006 when it was getting started. So you were one of the early people in the field. But have you done anything particular to make people aware of it?
Yeah, well, the big thing that I've done that I discovered back in 2010 was to grow your email list. And I would advise anybody who's got a blog to grow their email list as much as possible. And that's when things really started taking off, Morty. It's just when I started to grow the email list. I think back in 2010, 2009 or something, I had 3,000 on the email list for subscribers. And then when I really focused on it, I got up to 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. And the thing with an email list is you can send out your posts. I do it every Sunday now, but with an email list, you can send out your posts and you've got an audience of 30,000 people potentially going to the blog, which keeps it high up in Alexa ranking, which keeps it high up in SEO. And you've got to think about all these things as well. So biggest thing you could ever do, I would say to your audience, is grow your email list as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is there anything else that you'd like your audience to know about you or your blog or what you're up to?
Well, as I said, I'm up to just now, I'm doing the guidedmind.com, the guided meditations. That's going to be a big, huge event for me. There's going to be, 500,000 emails going out from the 1st of March onwards with all the network we've got just now. To know about me, nah, not much more to know about me, but I would say that if you're into blogging just now, the thing with blogging is you've got to persevere. It's not going to be, you're never going to become an overnight success. It doesn't happen that way. You've just got to keep plodding on and speaking with people like yourself as well, just building up a network. That's one of the big things as well. You can't do this yourself.
I don't know how
and that's one of the things that's different.
Sorry, I don't know how many of our people are bloggers, but they're all interested in personal development. So is there anything else you'd like to say to people from your experience or knowledge about personal development that might be useful?
Yeah, what we were saying in the very beginning about changing your thoughts, that's definitely something that I'm very much passionate about. But I'm also passionate about the beliefs. We've got a different kind of stance on beliefs. I know you've got a different way of dealing with beliefs. And I've spoke to you personally about that, and we've done some work together, which was brilliant. But I believe if your life starts with a thought. If you can change your thoughts, you can change your belief. If you can change your beliefs, you change your actions. If you change your actions, you more or less kind of change your life. Obviously, there's other steps in between. So even, I know this is a cliche and I hate saying it as well, but if you can change from a positive kind of, a negative kind of nature and look at the world pessimistically, if you're doing that, things are not really going to work out for you. But if you can change to a positive outlook, even one thought at a time, I really believe it can make a huge difference in your life.
Very good. Thank you so much. What is the URL for your blog so that people can visit it? I'll just say what it is, and I'll also write it underneath the audio link. But what is your blog?
Is this going to be hard? It's stephenaitchison.co.uk/blog. That's the link you'll find on.
What I'll do is I'll make sure that people may not be able to hold that from you saying it, but I'll write that down. So right underneath the link to the audio, I'm also have this transcribed. So there's people who'd rather read it than listen to it. We'll have the recording of our conversation, a transcription, and underneath that we'll have the a live link back to your blog so people can visit it and see if Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life resonates with them, and if it's something they'd like to read on a regular basis.
That's brilliant, Morty. Thank you so much for that.
It was great talking to you again. We have these conversations infrequently, but it's always good to stay in touch. And it's exciting to hear about the things you're doing, and I wish you the best of luck. I hope these new products and services that you're preparing for people to help them change their life and change their thoughts work out well for you and the customers.
That's brilliant, Morty. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate you having me, and we'll talk again soon. We'll not leave it for 2 years next time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.